question always comes at a bad time. I'm in the middle of working on something in the house. Daddy, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Problem is, by definition, my children's question is born out of the fact that they see me doing something. But because I'm doing something, I don't want to be disturbed or distracted to answer their question about it. God decides that Noah and his family should be spared from the flood, saved from the destruction of the world. Despite the fact that he had countless mechanisms at his disposal to save him, God has Noah build a teva, an ark, a large ark, one that the sages say took 120 years to build. Why so much time? Why so much effort? Rashi explains that it was for the sake of the people of his generation, that they should see Noah spending so much time building this ark and ask, Noah, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Then, once they've asked the question and engaged the discussion, Noah can answer, there's a flood that God is about to bring. He's going to destroy the world. Change your behavior. Do something about it. Once they've asked the question, they have a curiosity. They want to know something. Then Noah can engage the discussion. Maybe then they'll listen. God does not have Noah build a soapbox and preach or lecture. He has him do something that would cause them to ask a question. The worst thing that Noah could do when they ask is say, don't you see I'm busy building an ark? I don't have time to answer your questions. That was the very essence of why he was busy building the ark. Our children come to us with numerous questions. All the time they have questions. And almost every time they ask a question, we're busy doing something else. But the reality is, their questions are gems, they're precious teaching moments. Because our children have now engaged the discussion. They want to know something. They're curious. And the greatest way to teach is to answer a question that someone else already has on their own. Invest the time. It's worth it. Take the time to answer their question, to engage a discussion with them, have a dialogue. If you don't have the answer, look into it together. Look into it afterwards, get back to them. If we teach our children that their questions are a distraction or a disturbance, then they'll very quickly learn to stop asking. And when they stop asking, they stop learning. And with older children too, their questions are a little bit more sophisticated and subtle when they're curious about something. And it's our job to pick up and notice when they have a question about something, and to engage those moments with discussion, because they're precious opportunities to teach when they come to us, and we don't have to lecture or preach, but simply answer the questions that they have. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.